In 1315, the mayor of Schwyz is a man named Werner Stauffacher. He must be prosperous, since he owns a beautiful brick house. His wife Gertrude is busy in the kitchen when her husband comes in.
Greetings, Werner.
Oh, good day, Gertrude.
I wish it were. Tell me, what's supposed to be good on a day like this?
What's the matter?
I only need one look at you to know that something's troubling you.
Oh, the Habsburgs are coming. They say that Duke Leopold is on his way.
Who said that?
Our outposts. And the Duke is accompanied by a crowd of soldiers and knights. The King's brother obviously wants to make an impression. Or worse, these men simply don't like it that we owe obedience to the Emperor only, and that we govern many things in our country ourselves. We don't need these so-called patrons who have just one goal, to squeeze every drop out of us.
So, you're not prepared to let them in just like that?
Correct. And that worries me.
Well, tell me, how do you intend to welcome Leopold?
As is right and proper. Bravely. But I don't think that will be enough. It's one thing to throw a few rocks onto their horses and to hole some of these noblemen with our spears. But we're simply outnumbered.
Your people have fought many battles abroad. They know what it means to fight for life or death. It's either him or me. And now that they'll have to fight for their own country, they surely won't draw in their horns.
But the enemy has horses and armament.
And you have the steep mountains and the lake.
They have helmets and swords. And their army is at least 10 times bigger than ours.
But you have to defend our freedom and our privilege of being subordinate to the Emperor only. That is a lot, and should increase your bravery tenfold, if not more.
You're right, Gertrude. I do not wish to lament, but it's very well possible that the outcome will be terrible. And I'm the mayor. I will be held responsible.
You are Werner Stauffacher, and our people trust in you. If you lead the way, they will follow without fear.
Yeah, if you say so.
Have a bowl of milk and then go with God.
Thank you, Gertrude.
Comforted by his wife, Werner Stauffacher leaves his house to discuss the situation with his men. I am sure that our historian is able to add further information. Please.
Thank you. In 1315, Werner Stauffacher was the mayor, and thus an important figure in Schwyz. It is possible that he, as the leader of the Confederates of Schwyz, was involved in the Battle of Morgarten. However, there are no indications suggesting that he participated in the actual battle. With regard to the myth growing around the Battle of Morgarten, Werner Stauffacher holds a significant function. As early as the 16th century, historians depict him as a smart, brave, and freedom-loving leader, and describe him as the classic hero. The claim that his wife's name was Gertrude is pure fiction. Friedrich Schiller, the German poet, narrates in his drama William Tell how Gertrude emboldens her husband to fight against the much-hated governors. However, this scene in Schiller's drama is not related in any way to the Battle of Morgarten.